This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. With a new school superintendent taking over this fall in Houston, every one of Texas's 8 largest cities now has a Latino running the school district. That's a big deal in a state with a surging Hispanic population and a history of political underrepresentation. In the first chapter of a statewide collaborative series, KERA digs into the implications for students, schools, and the politics of education. In a school district where nearly 45% of students are Hispanic, Arlington Superintendent Marcelo Cavazos' bilingual skills come in handy. Like during this recent visit to a class at Carter Junior High School.
So, dígame, alguien, ¿qué es lo que quieren estudiar cuando ya sean adultos, que ya tengan su carrera? ¿Qué quieren estudiar?
A ver. Doctor.
¿Mande?
Doctor.
Tell me, what do you want to study when you're an adult? He asked them in Spanish. A doctor, says one student. A teacher, says another. Cavazos asks, when can you start? And the students all laugh. It's not just the language that helps Cavazos connect with these students, it's his roots. As a kid, he helped his parents pick crops in the fields of South Texas. Experts say that kind of life experience among leaders is critical as the country's population grows more diverse. More than half of the state's 5.1 million public school students are Latino, and more of these students than ever are in districts run by Latinos.
I would say that this is a milestone in the history of Texas.
That's Stan Paz, executive director of the Texas Association of Administrators and Superintendents. Specifically, he's talking about Richard Carranza, who was recently named superintendent of the Houston Independent School District, the largest school system in the state and the 7th largest in the country. Like Cavazos in Arlington, Carranza is bilingual. Paz says it's more than language. If you understand someone's culture, you can create a classroom those students can thrive in.
It has a very significant impact, and that's based on research that has been conducted over the years on identifying effective competencies necessary to educate Latino children well. You have to have cultural competency.
I think education is so complex now that it requires someone with that sensitivity and with that background.
That's Marla Guerra, superintendent of the South Texas Independent School District in the Rio Grande Valley. She's been at the helm there for 15 years. In her long tenure, she's noticed again and again, the parents who don't speak English or speak very little of it will ask her questions they wouldn't ask anyone else.
So when I attend parent meetings, open houses, school visits, and we have parents in the audience, they feel very comfortable in speaking to me because I understand them, for one. And then secondly, because I can relate to them as an individual having grown up in this area.
She says parents get more involved in their kids' education when they feel understood on multiple levels. Guerra's experience tracks with what the research so far shows, that Latino leaders can make a difference in Latino students' classroom experience and get parents more engaged. But the implications also extend beyond school grounds and into the realm of state politics. Frank Hernandez studies Latinos and school leadership at Southern Methodist University in Dallas. He explains it like this.
What we find is that they often are having to implement policies that are made at the state level, and those individuals at the state level who are making policies may not necessarily be connected to the kinds of needs that the community has.
That can force superintendents into positions where they have to advocate for their districts or even argue with lawmakers. Hernandez says those conversations are important and thinks education needs more Latinos at the table. To achieve this, Hernandez recommends more mentoring and something called Superintendent Leadership Academies.
These academies will take Latino district leaders or Latino school leaders and really work with them over a year-long period to prepare them for the superintendent.
And that means more Latinos ready and willing to take on the role of superintendent when the time comes. Not just in Texas's largest cities, Hernandez says, but in suburban and rural districts too. Stella Chavez, KERA News.